So now I'm standing at the foot of the grave of Diarmid. It's a huge mound of rock. There are a few sheep scrapes and more rabbit burrows that we might start to look at, just to confirm that this mound is made of the same stuff, mostly, as the bits of gravel further down, and that we know underlies the flat cairn terrace that the grave is built on. Many of the rocks in this sheep scrape I'm looking at are angular and quite sharp. They haven't been eroded either by a river or perhaps by a glacier. We don't quite know whether the people that built the grave of Diarmid raised this huge mound, or whether they found it and simply built the four stones on top of it. Let's walk up to those stones. So I'm now up on top of it. I'm looking at these four stones, and I'm looking at the ground in between these four stones. And I'm thinking that the ground in between the stones is also quite flat. There's not much of it, but it's quite flat. One possibility is that you're standing on a high and therefore very old cairn terrace. But we don't know that. Another possibility is that this huge mound was itself erected by the people who built the grave. Now, the grave of Diarmid is not, of course, a grave. It must have been named that from a local myth hundreds of years ago, when they couldn't explain what these stones were. Archaeologists find it difficult to explain these four rocks also, but we know a little bit more than the locals a few hundred years ago. We know from excavating these at other sites that these stones were put up in the Bronze Age. So the Bronze Age is around 4,000 years ago, well into post-glacial times, with a climate not dissimilar to ours. By that time, the river must have been where it is now, far below us. The structure of these four stones is called, quite simply, a four-poster. And by the name itself, you might think that people weren't quite sure what the four posts were for. We know their age, but we don't know their function. If they had a function at all, they may just have been here to celebrate the view in front of you. Now, you're probably hearing the blustery wind in front of me, so I'm going to come off the top of the grave of Diarmid and continue walking south, but not terribly far. We don't have to go as far as the houses in front of you around the plantation that you can see to the south down valley.